7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
It is just past 1 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Listening Queerly. Every Tuesday at this hour, we take a little bit of a journey together through queer music across genres. And today with me, I have May. If you don't know May, how come you don't know May? You should be listening to May's shows. May, can you introduce yourself to folks who might be tuning in for the first time to your programming?
Yeah. Well, my name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I have two shows, The Mood with May, which is Wednesdays at 10 a.m. until 11, so you can tune in for that tomorrow if you want. And then I also have What's Brewing, which is Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. until 8 a.m. So if you're an early bird, then that's fun.
You got to get up for that. I've had an 8:30 for this semester, and that's coincided really well. So thank you for the hard work on the early morning programming. We're coming to you from the basement of Carruthers Hall here, as usual, with a lineup of what I have come to term, quote, DJ's choice songs over the course of Listening Queerly's history, which essentially means we're going back into the vault, whether that is 1 week ago, 2 weeks ago, a couple months ago, or a couple years ago, to pick out some favorites that we've already spun for you and kind of recontextualize them for today. But we were talking a little bit about the music you've been into recently. Is there anything that has been really speaking to you lately, or that you're excited to spin maybe like tomorrow morning or something?
I'm gonna be so honest, I have no idea what I'm spinning tomorrow morning.
That's so real.
I want to do something for Valentine's Day. I'm just trying to figure out which context I want to approach that from.
Yeah,
but some artists that I've been listening to, we were talking about Doechii a lot, who is just,
it's such a huge Doechii moment.
She is doing so well. I'm so happy for her. She won the Grammy for Best Rap Album, and she's been getting the accolades that she very well has been deserving for a while. And then also getting excited to see Tyler, the Creator, this summer.
I am trying to make it happen. We're hoping it's going to happen.
I really hope so.
I really hope so, too, because I ended up being able to see, to watch on YouTube his Camp Flogna set. And I was like, I need these tickets. I need to buy Happiness and get these tickets.
Yes, that has been, I just bought Alabama Shakes tickets today.
I was looking at this, too. So I hope you have a great time. I'm not sure
if you end up going.
Okay. We're probably going to end up talking a lot more about live music and concerts as you're able to stick around. But speaking of kind of artists, I think, getting their flowers, it was a lot of fun this year to see, I think, Kay Tronada's new album that came out in 2024 get the attention that it did. I know I was spinning it a ton. I know a lot of other people at the station were spinning it a lot. And that's an artist that I've also been really fond of for a long time. So that is the first person we have on the docket with his longtime creator, collaborator, thank you. It's that kind of a day. This track is from 2021. We played it kind of closer to then. We played this really early on in our run. So here on CFRC 101.9 FM, we're going to kick it off with Kay Tronada and her with Intimidated.
Before summer, don't tell me.
Just heard from She Bad here on CFRC 101.9 FM with their track Black Walnut that came out this past fall. That's a Guelph-based group bringing you some really groovy stuff that we've played on the show before. We also heard from Cushy and Rudy with their new track When You Start. That's only a couple weeks old, both of those artists. That has led to me pursuing a lot more of their discography coming across that single. And we kicked off our little DJ's Choice special here with Kay Trinata and her and their 2021 single, Intimidated, which is a classic for my rotation personally. May, we were talking a little bit about you like She Bad as well.
Yes, I do.
I just think they are the coolest. I think I came across them in and around the time that those singles were coming out, like Black Walnut, Fairies, and I pre-saved the album and everything. I don't know, they just have such a unique kind of really earthy sound, even throughout the kind of R&B and disco based instrumentation that they have going on, which I just think is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. Like, it's just very soothing. Feels like I'm just like in a hug.
Yeah, so
every
true.
Time I listen to their music. And they're from Guelph. We love to support Canadian artists.
Get into it. From Guelph, that is like, honestly, no shade to Guelph, of course, but that kind of stunned me because just like what it's a little bit out of left field things considered. You know, I'm from London. That would be like if you told me they were from London, I'd be like, really? No, all love. We're gonna continue though with are you a fan of Orla Gartland, May?
I have heard a few of their tracks, but I have not like delved into their discography.
Okay, cool. Yeah. This was a big high school artist for me, but this is a newer track of theirs off of their album from last year. It's entitled Everybody Needs a Hero. It ranked pretty high for me last year in terms of like, it probably ended up in my top 20 of the like 75 or so albums that I got through. I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was really polished, and it's the kind of pop rock sound that I like personally. So we're also going to hear from Housewife and The Regrets, so kind of staying in our indie pop rock vein here. And we'll be back with you in just a little bit. But for now, you're listening to Listening Queerly on CFRC 101.9 FM. And here's Orla Gartland with Backseat Driver.
An angry girl, no one likes a liar. No one likes a conversation walking on the wire. I don't know how he got here. Next thing I know, told a version of the truth and it got out of control. Core.
backseat driver, this has gone too far. You've taken up enough space, now get out of my car. Cause there is only one way that this is gonna go. 90 miles an hour flying straight into the wall.
before we lose control and take a breath before we go, go, go. Yeah, stop before we lose control and take a breath before we go, go, go.
And you just heard from The Regrets here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Stop and Go off of their 2019 album, How Do You Love? Before that, we heard from Housewife with Life of the Party off of the new Divorce EP. And we kicked off the block with Orla Gartland and Backseat Driver off of her late 2024 album, Everybody Needs a Hero. You're listening to Listening Queerly here on CFRC. It's Lauren here with you from the basement of Carruthers Hall. And I'm joined by our special guest, May, host Ooh. Of The Mood with May and many others.
Yes, well,
one with one another right now, but like over the course of the years, I just associate with this stuff.
I'm on every show.
Every show.
I'm omnipresent.
May actually is in physically in the studio with me right now. They are astral projecting into the studio.
Yes.
And omnipresent within every program.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, you're probably learning this for the first time. We like to have fun here. It's a DJ's Choice special on Listening Queerly for you. We're going back into the vault of our new favorites and our old favorites, spinning you tracks we've played before, but in a different context, different order, creating the mood for today. Happy week six. If you are a student, I hope that things are going well. Regardless, I hope that you're finding some time within the cold weather to take care of yourself, take care of your happiness, your well-being. You're finding an outlet for you to be creative, express yourself, whatever it is that you find fulfilling. I'm putting it out there that I hope that is what you are able to do or you're able to do in the very near future. May, how are you staying sane in week six? It's okay if you're not, because I don't know if I am.
I don't know that I'm sane, mm-hmm. but I have been trying to just consume media that makes me happy and not still consuming news and being informed,
yes.
but also, you know, watching fun little movies with
this
my house.
This is so true.
We've been watching AOT, Attack on Titan.
Oh, see, I never... It's a geek blind spot for me. I've seen some of it, but I have not seen all of it.
This is my first time watching it.
Okay.
Because my housemate Maggie had insisted, we lived together last year and we were like, we're going to get to it.
Yeah.
And we never got to it.
Okay.
So this year has been the lockdown of anytime we are doing something together, it is AOT.
That's awesome.
And Chris is also looped in on that.
Okay.
Who is also somebody who works here at the station. She's our lovely broadcast journalist.
AOT, so, did we say it was Attack on Titan? Did we say that on the air? Just in case folks don't know.
I think I said AOT is okay. Attack on Titan, but great. For those of you who don't know, it's an anime. It's
very,
amazing.
Very popular.
It's
the most
so
I can say about it is I know that Matt Mercer is one of the characters in a dub, and that's kind of showing my side of fandom in terms of that.
I don't watch the dub. I watch the sub.
Of course not.
There are very few animes that I will accept a dub for.
Yeah.
And one of them might be Howl's Moving
okay,
Castle.
Okay, that's really well done.
Just because I need Howl's voice.
Yeah. Christian Bale is
Christian Bale.
Underrated as a vocal performer, I think, in a lot of ways. He's really, really versatile in terms of that. Reminds me of Robert Pattinson in that way, who's done an incredible amount of accent work and just vocal performance in acting.
He also did the dub for another Studio Ghibli movie, The Boy and the Heron.
The Boy and the Heron, and it was unreal.
It was
I could
amazing.
Not believe that it was him.
So many people were complimenting him for that, and honestly, I'm very happy that he got his accolades, because I feel like voice actors don't get their accolades enough.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Actually, just talking about this really quickly, because at the Grammys, there's the category for, like, for ebooks and, like, audiobooks, and we were talking about how it always goes to, like, some random famous person. Like, I'm pretty sure Jimmy Carter got it, or...
Okay, it was something along those lines,
yeah, it was, like, a president, I don't know, but... We were like, what about the actual people who are voice actors and do this as a career?
Yeah, this is, I'm a little biased on certain things, but I do think that there are some audiobook narrators that are just like unreal in terms of being able to. And I think there's also folks who take it more seriously than others if they are that famous. Currently, I'm listening to Andy Serkis read me the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy. Unreal. it's like listening to all these different people talk to each other.
That's insane.
So that's a recommendation. I don't often recommend like mainstream Audible products, but I am really enjoying it. You can tell he's passionate about that story, and that's really all I care about and how I'm staying sane as well. So I'm glad that we're both finding a little bit of time to, you know, go to media and music and stuff while staying informed. I feel like that's really important, and we're probably going to get to that by the end of today's show. But kicking gears over into a band that we haven't heard from in a little bit on the show, but who I return to every so often. And speaking of folks who I hope get their flowers in the near future, this group, as I understand it, is from Halifax, and they have such an interesting kind of clean rock sound. Really remind me of the band in a lot of ways, and I love being able to find a way to mix them in. So we are going to hear from the legends Queen and David Bowie in just a little bit. But for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, you're listening to Listening Queerly, and this is The Summer Rabbit with I Am Here.
Bye. turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Just heard from Queen and David Bowie with the classic Under Pressure off the album Hot Space here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before that, we heard from the Summer Rabbit with I Am Here. You're here on Listening Queerly with Lauren, and I'm joined by May today. We had a nice little sing-along to that one.
Yes, we did.
Pretty timely. I've been falling back on that one probably more so than usual these days, and hopefully maybe that was something that you needed to hear today too. Just wanted to give you a little bit of a chat to tell you what is coming up next here on the program, because we're going to have a kind of moodier bit. Ooh. Here coming up. We're still kind of in an interesting, like an alt pop vein, like we were earlier, but we're going to get into some rock as well. First up is a group by the name of Cutsleeve. I believe they are Toronto based, and I've been really enjoying listening to the EP, The Parts We Could Not Abandon, which I discovered a little bit back. And then we're going to move into some Pater and Gia Ford coming up. So we're going to be back with you in just a little bit. For now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, it's Cutsleeve with Flesh.
Can someone show me how to approach my own flesh? Yeah.
You could call it a phase, you could call it a wave, rise and falling inside. Tectonic plates every handful of days, shifting over and high. And I don't know what natural will come this idle spring. To console me, holding me when every notion is grim and the ocean has taken control. Says all I know is push and pull has made most everything.
Like I have every reason to fly. A magnetized by a light so bright. When my life leaves me alone, by a light so bright.
You just heard from Gia Ford here on CFRC 101.9 FM with their new track, Earth Return. Before that, we heard from Pater with Waves and Cutsleeve with Flesh. And we were just talking in the booth here about Gia Ford and Earth Return. I think it can be applied to a lot of their music, but that song is such a Bond song.
Yeah.
Gia, if you're ever listening to this, I don't know why you would be. Consider making that bid, my friend, because yes. You are absolutely just like picture perfect for it. And I think that would be, that would redefine a lot of things.
But like haunting vocals as a Bond theme. Like we were talking about Billie Eilish's No Time to Die. And I think that Gia Ford could be on that level.
Yeah.
Of Bond song. If not, exceed that.
Yeah, like in and we've had such a great kind of string of like femme-fronted Bond songs too in recent years. Like Skyfall really comes to mind. I don't know if that was because that was really the first Bond film that I was like aware of as it was releasing or for whatever reason, but I think that song also really stands the test of time for me at least. Adele is unreal on that track and like can do it live like it's no problem too.
I mean, Adele is just like superhuman too. Yeah. So
it's true. It's so true. We're just giving you another little quick hello before we move into our next track, which is from a little while ago on the show. We played this one a number of, I think it's almost been a year now. This is Farron, who is a Canadian artist who was releasing this kind of folk and country music back in the 80s. And a lot of these albums are really great to go back and listen to. This next track is off the album Testimony, and if you like what you hear, yeah, it might be worth a full listen. We're going to be back with you before the end of the program, but for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, it's Farron with Misty Mountain. again here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Misty Mountain off the 1980 album Testimony. You're listening to Listening Queerly. You're here with Lauren and my special co-host, May. Thank you so much for spending an hour with us going through some of these songs.
Thank you so much for having me. This was my first time on Listening Queerly.
This is so exciting. I can't wait to do a more thorough recap of all the awesome moments we've been able to have on the show, because we are quickly approaching 100 episodes. Like, it's not really soon, but it will be within the year.
That's
just wild to think about.
Because you do your show throughout the summer as well.
I do. That gives me a little bit of of an edge on those numbers for sure.
But you know what? CFRC needs a gem in the summer, because I feel like all of our programming drops off. And I mean, you're a gem all year round.
Thank you so much, May, as are you. Now, we do have one more track coming up for you. And if you caught the show last week, you probably heard a little bit more context, a little bit more emotion from me about why we are doing this new tradition. You're free to look back at that in the archives. The long and short of it is, I feel as though Listening Queerly is in a unique position to remind us every single week that we as the queer community, and more broadly speaking, any folks whose rights are being threatened currently south of the border or here in Canada or anywhere in the world, that we are still here and we still have a voice and we still have art to celebrate. The way we're going to remind you this every week is that every single week where something in the world that I personally feel is unjust is happening somewhere in the world, but particularly under the administration south of the border. Again, just my opinion. We're going to play this next track as I feel it's really applicable. If you are looking for more information on maybe some legislation to have an eye on in Canada, if you want to ally yourself to the queer community, I really recommend checking out EGAL Canada. They always have really great educational materials and heads up about legislation that may be coming through that you may want to get your eyes onto if you do want more information. But what is this song, you may be asking yourself? Well, in times of need, I have always turned myself over to the good hands of the Indigo Girls, and they have one song that I just revisit over and over and over again. May knows what the track is going to be, but thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me, and stay tuned for the Indigo Girls.
And we are going to, this week and every week, as long as I have anything to say about it, it's going to be the Indigo Girls here on CFRC 101.9 FM, here on Listening Queerly, with Shame on You.
My friends, they wash the windows and they shine in the sun. They tell me wake up early in the morning sometimes, see what a beautiful job we've done. I say let's put on some tunes, sing along and do a little all day. Go down to the riverside, take off our shoes and wash these sins away. The river said, la la la, said, shame on you. The river said, la la la, said, shame on you. I go down to Chicano City Park, cause it makes me feel so fine. And when the weeds go down, you can see up close in the dead of the winter time. But when the summer comes, everything's in bloom, and wouldn't know it's there. And the white folks like to pretend it's not, but their music's in the air, and you can hear them singing. La la la, said, shame on you. You can feel them dancing. La la la, said, shame on you. My friend Tana, she says, you know, me and Jesus, we're of the same heart. The only thing that keeps us distant is that I keep making up. I said, come on down to Chicano City Park and wash the blues away. Beautiful ladies walk right by, you know, I never know what to say. And now they say, la 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 la, shame on you. And they're dancing. La la la, shame on you, shame on you.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, at the best university,